is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. I'm really excited about my podcast today. It's going to do a kind of like a whole body scan clearing. So what we're going to do is we're going to just sort of do a head-to-toe clearing. We're going to go, clear our morphogenic chakras, our root, sacral, third chakra, heart chakra, throat chakra. We're going to clear the third eye and the seventh chakra. We're going to go up into our connectivity to heaven and source. And then the morphogenic chakras, which go all the way down to the earth and all the way up into the heavens. So it's going to be a really interesting clearing day, and I hope that you would take a little time and relax and just kind of like get present to this clearing today, because this one you may wish to bookmark, and it's kind of a daily practice. If you are up for it, you can listen to it again whenever you feel a need to have more flow, more joy, more light, more clarity, more third eye knowing, etc. Awesome. So just put your head like directly over your shoulders, and we're going to go into a bit of a meditative state. So this one also might not want to be driving, or if you are driving, don't close your eyes. But you may wish to be in a quiet space, or a space where you're not being bombarded by other input. So the deeper you go, the more you'll get, right? Just let go of anything that's bugging you. If you get thoughts that go through your head, just kind of watch them and don't attach to them. We'll be done in a few minutes, so at the end of this, you can go back to your worries, but let's go ahead and kick them out right now. We're going to look at that root chakra place. This is the base of our spine, our six bones, base of your butt. And this is a red color. We're going to flow red energy through the base of our spine. And that's going to clear issues about security. There you go. Just breathe into that base of your spine area and just ask for clearing of any blockages in that area. Good job. Now let's go to that second chakra area. And this is where we flow money, creativity, and sex. It's our located right below our belly button and our private parts. It kind of operates at an orange. So flow orange energy through that second chakra. Just flow the orange through there. Take a deep breath. You can awaken this up a little bit. See if you can't get into kind of a more joyful place. This is a fun chakra when it's operational. Nice. Now we're going to go into that. It's the third chakra. This operates at a yellow color. And this is the Wa energy, the I energy. Some consider it ego, but it's also like self-care and honoring of self. So the third chakra energy is very often blocked when you're a healer or someone who cares for others. You can neglect having nice, clean third chakra. And just flow yellow energy through that third chakra area. Invite some healing into this area. Excuse me. So go ahead and breathe into that third chakra area and flow energy through it. And have a little more kindness towards you. Have a little kindness towards your trials and tribulations. And I was just trying to remind you that almost everything is temporary. Nice. Now let's go up into your heart chakra. So this is operates at a green color. And I just did a really nice heart clean, but in a different show. But go ahead and just flow some green energy through your heart chakra. And invite healing in that space of your heart. This is also a place where kindness lives. Go ahead and invite a healing in that green energy of your heart chakra. Very nice. Perfect. And flow energy through, flow that green through. Back and forth through, clearing out your chakra. Almost picture like a river of energy flowing through and clearing that space out. Nice. Now we're gonna go up into the throat chakra and go ahead and just picture that being clear and invite blue energy to flow through your throat chakra. When this is blocked, we don't have our divine voice. We're not able to express ourselves very clearly. This one is shut down a lot by certain cultures where children being seen and not heard. We're asked to be quiet in meetings as adults, or we're just, I'm even getting sometimes we're threatened not to express our voice. So go ahead and send healing to that blue chakra area. Go ahead and invite light into that area. Very nice. And just flow energy to the blue chakra area. Again, that throat area. Just really flow some nice energy through there. And next, we're going to look at that third eye space. Okay. And this operates at a violet color. And go ahead and flow energy through the chakra, the third eye. This is our knowing space where we know everything. Claircognizance. This is also where we might be shown, you know, where not to be, where not to go. And we're going to be given nudges through this third eye knowing space. And some of you may perceive other people's thoughts in this third eye space and think they're your own. So go ahead and just give this a little wash. Clean out anything that isn't yours from this third eye space. Go ahead and just flow some violet energy through there and just really get clear and clean in your third eye knowing. Very nice. And then we're going to do the crown chakra, which is a tippy top of our head, and actually starts going up into celestial, and it operates at a white. And just invite flowing energy connecting you to source and creation, and allow that to be alive and beautiful and clear, and just flow white energy through there. Nice. Take a deep breath. And just kind of flow all the energy through all the chakras, and just take a peek and see if there's one particular chakra that seems to be blocked or uncomfortable today. And I'm going to do that too. Okay, and so if you're shown one particular area that needs some extra attention, go ahead now and just allow yourself to gently focus on the chakra that requires the most love right now. If you're not given anything, just flow to the whole being. And go ahead and reach up into Celestial and ask for some downloads of new templates and new activations that are being called forth so that you can operate at a higher vibrational level right now on the earth. And just invite that cleaning out of old and activating of new. And now I'd just like you to do the 8 morphogenic chakras, and you don't really have to understand these perfectly. Just know that they exist and that you can clear them by asking them to be clear. And just go ahead and flow energy all the way down into the center of the earth, any place you're connected to source, up into Celestial and back down into the base of the earth, and then clear through your being any of the morphogenic chakras. These are not quite as attached to your physical body. Clear that. And I'm being shown to ask for a bit of guidance. So if you've been, if there's been kind of a question that's been ruminating for you or something that you're working on, go ahead and in the space of this clarity and this calm well-being, go ahead and ask if source energy would like to give you any messages to help guide you through today. Just see if anything, just it's a gentle, relaxed request for, sometimes I call it requesting an aha moment. Just see if any messages would like to pop in and give you some additional guidance. And I'm just going to breathe for a moment, or not a moment, but a few seconds of silence. Nice. So go ahead and come back to center, and feel free to come back and listen to this whenever you like a little tune up. Thank you so much for listening. This is Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast, and you can find out more and take workshops and learn from me more at Energy Clearing for Life.